Good morning. Hi. So I just have to put a disclaimer out there. You can't tell my story because you know it already from this morning's service earlier. But you can help me out, right? So my story earlier this morning was about when I was, how old are you?
Eight.
You're eight. I was like eight or nine. So I was your age, so long time ago. Long time ago, I was desperate. Begged and pleaded my parents for a new bike. I had one of those like training wheel bikes, you know, like, yeah, you know. So I really, really wanted to have a bike that was a big girl's bike so that I could drive my bike up the street, around the cul-de-sac, and back to my house and do that as much as I wanted. And the big deal was, as soon as I had a big girl bike, I could do it all on my own. And I didn't have to wait for my mom or my dad in order to go and do the loop, right? Like, that was a big deal. Guess what? I got it, but it took a lot of begging. I mean, every time I turned around, I'd say, Mom, I really, really, really want my bike. I really, 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 really want that big, bright yellow bike. So it was a banana seat bike. Do you remember banana seats? You probably don't. Have you ever seen a banana seat? Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, your parents do. You haven't? Do you have a bike?
A bicycle.
You have a bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has Mickey on it.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted something as badly as I wanted my bike? Have you ever begged and pleaded and wrote letters and talked about it and incessantly?
Mom and Dad would probably crack the
face. Oh! They would say, be quiet. Enough's enough. Well, you know what? I think that my parents probably finally gave in and gave me the bike so that I would stop asking for it. Because I asked for it all the time. And then when I got the bike, it was like the bike wasn't enough. You know what else I wanted? I wanted a bell to ring on the front of my bike. Because all my friends in the neighborhood had one, so I had to have a bell to ring on my bike. And I asked for that bell all the time. And then I got the bell. But it got to be so that I would ring it all the time in the driveway that my mom finally said, the only time you can ring your bell is when you're up the street and around the cul-de-sac. But when you get back in the yard, stop ringing it. But I loved that bike and I loved the bell and it was so exciting because I asked for it so much and so often and I finally got it. Well, it reminds me a lot of the story for today. Jesus told us a story in the gospel where this woman came up to this man, a judge. He was called an unjust judge, so not a very nice man, who said he doesn't like anybody, he doesn't have respect for anybody, so he wasn't going to grant her this wish that she had, but she was so insistent. She came and begged him 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 that he finally just said, oh, fine, take it, go, and leave me alone. Yeah, exactly. He just wanted her to stop bothering him. But you know what? Jesus is using this as a way to talk about prayer. It's interesting because I don't think very often that we talk about prayer as a way to go and beg God for what we want. Sometimes, right? Yeah, sometimes maybe, but usually not. But Jesus is saying this morning, it's okay to ask God for what you desire. Ask God, be direct with God, even beg God, bother God, because God will be present and hear you. The most important part of the story is that God wants to hear. God wants to be in relationship with you. God wants to hear what's on your heart. It's not that God doesn't already know, but God wants that communication with you. You know why? Because you are loved. Because you are loved by God, and He says, I love you so much that I want to hear even your worst complaining. Come and bring it all to me, and I can take it. Thanks for being present with me this morning. Let me pray for us this morning as we go on our way. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you hear our prayers. Even when we seem to be begging and pleading and whining, you hear our prayers because you love us, and we give you thanks for that. Continue to help us to be bold in our asking and present in the midst of you and your community. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up, everybody.